Time now for the weekly digest of what critics are saying about the latest film releases. Contributor Mark Jordan Ligon says the movies coming out this Academy Award week are not really Oscar material. Here's Mark with Slate's summary judgment.
Most films released on Oscar weekend are like troubled teens whose parents have just given up on them, while mom and dad, i.e. the studios, go away to attend the Academy Awards. These movies are left behind with low expectations and orders to water the plants and feed the dog. The first wide release is Diary of a Mad Black Woman, based on an immensely popular play that originated in an Atlanta theater. It stars the creator of the theater piece, Tyler Perry, playing multiple roles in this comedy about a woman scorned.
What was you doing while he was working, huh?
Taking care of the house, cooking and cleaning.
Exactly. That sounds like a job to me, cooking and cleaning. How long you do that?
18 years.
All right, okay.
The critics are split on Diary of a Mad Black Woman, either despising Perry's over-the-top performances or praising them. A very curious and very entertaining mix, shouts the Philadelphia Inquirer, and the Dallas Morning News says Perry's irrepressible energy and rapid-fire wit bring Robin Williams to mind. But the Minneapolis Star Tribune complains, this movie stew, equal parts farce, drama, and sermon, gives you plenty to chew on, but ultimately is less than filling. And the Washington Post gripes, to review Diary of a Mad Black Woman is really to review three different movies, none of which is very good. Next up in limited release is the Czech Republic comedy drama Up and Down. The film focuses on post-communist Prague and the interconnected lives of characters from middle and lower class Czech society. Most of the nation's critics are quite impressed with the strong balance of comedy and drama, even though the New York Times thinks it skips from buoyant satire to domestic melodrama, leaving behind a curious mix of emotions. Entertainment Weekly praises Up and Down, saying it captures Prague life with a fervor that's comical, but a longing that's serious. No one is easy to pigeonhole. And Newsday raves it's one of the more humane and more despairing comedies you'll find about race and class in contemporary society. And last is legendary horror director Wes Craven's Cursed.
Jake, what's going on?
I'm scared, Ellie.
Jake, you're the only good thing that's happened in my life in a long time. I'm scared, too. All the good things keep going away.
Cursed was not screened in advance for critics, even though it opens wide today. And as we always like to remind you, that's a sure sign the studio is expecting critics to pan a movie. The troubled film's release has been delayed for more than a year with reshoots and recasting. The horror film is about a brother and sister who survive a car accident and discover they have newfound supernatural powers. See, when I have a car accident, the only thing that happens to me is my insurance rates go up.
Slate's summary judgment is written by Mark Jordan Ligon, a film and TV writer living in Los Angeles. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.